Country Bob FM. Time for the Almanac. We have a special guest here, Deb from the Elk River Chamber of Commerce. And we have a special guest. That's when we bring out the big guns for the Almanac. So we're going to start it out with the slide whistle. You should have one of those at the...
I need one of those. That is the, a pretty cool...
When you guys do the plunge...
There you go.
You should have that because that's the sound of somebody going into the water.
That is. It does.
And then when they come out, it's...
Brittany, I expect that you'll be bringing that along on Saturday.
I might have to disinfect it.
It's a venerable... It's a venerable Looney Tunes here on the Almanac. Because that's... I mean, this is a staple.
I bet it is.
Cartoon sound effects.
You had it real handy there, so I figured you use it almost daily.
It was $10 on Amazon.
Oh, well, there you go.
Daily. Yeah. I use it hourly.
Hourly? Yes. Wow, okay.
You just never know when the slide whistle...
Always walking around the hallways here in the studio doing that.
It claims you can play any song on it. I have not
tried. It's kind of like you remember when you were a kid and it was like, what was it, the recorder, that musical instrument?
Yeah.
Jim's really good on the kazoo, actually.
The kazoo. Yeah. Okay.
I'm a kazoo virtuoso.
I bet you are.
You'll have to tune in another day for that, though.
Tuesday, February 7th, 38th day of the year, 327 left to go. 1893, the days of having to sign all your own documents, every single one of them came to an end on this date because 1893, the telautograph machine was patented by Alicia Gray of Highland Park, Illinois. The machine automatically signed autographs to documents.
Like your autograph or somebody else's?
Anybody's. Yours. Yeah, you just set it up and then it would stamp it on there.
That's cool.
So if you are somebody who signs a lot of documents, you're signing your life away or somebody else's life away.
There you go.
Or pardoning them as the governor and you're pardoning them from death row. There you go. 1893.
Let's hope if you're pardoning them from death row that it's more of a personal touch.
You'd like it to be more of a personal touch. You would think. Because now when the governor calls, it's a recording.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
this is Governor so-and-so. You've been pardoned.
Yeah. And you know this because?
Because I made it up.
Oh.
1922, Reader's Digest went on sale for the first time. Do they still...
Reader's Digest?
Do they still produce Reader's Digest?
Yeah.
Still publish that?
Still at the grocery store.
It's still there. 1920. Yeah. The hardcover Reader's Digest, when they used to come... You know, they used to make the hardcover, and you could get those, and you could get all the stories and things like that. 1922, 1940, this was Disney's second feature film. They did Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and I think this was his second feature film. 1940 was Pinocchio making its world premiere.
Am I a real boy?
No, Pinocchio. To make Geppetto's wish come true will be entirely up to you.
Up to me?
Prove yourself brave, truthful, and unselfish, and someday you will be a real boy.
A real boy!
Oh, boy. Jiminy Cricket's going to help him out there, and he can finally get rid of those hinges on his knees. He'll have real knees instead of hinges.
Yeah, right.
Which, of course, with hinges, you have to oil them.
That's true.
With knees, I mean, 50 years, you just have to get knee replacements.
And then you replace them. Yeah. So I don't know. Oil them?
What's cheaper?
Them.
Oil's cheaper, actually.
Oil's a lot cheaper.
Yeah. 1940, Pinocchio debuted on this date, world premiere in Manhattan. 1964 on this date, in the news, this date at JFK.
There are rumors around that this is Britain's revenge for the Boston Tea Party. 3,000 screaming teenagers are at New York's Kennedy Airport to greet, you guessed it, the Beatles. This rock and roll group has taken over as the kingpins of musical appreciation among the younger element.
Beatlemania invaded the United States, 1964. Of course, then a couple of nights later, they were on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yep.
Where you can't hear the music.
Right.
Because all the screaming.
All the yelling and screaming.
Thousands of fans greeted the Fab Four.
Like nothing the world has seen before.
Nothing. Nothing ever before with Beatlemania. Other than maybe Biebs-a-mania.
I was just going to say, Justin Bieber yells at his fans now for screaming too loud, though.
Yeah, he does do that, doesn't he?
He does.
And there's a new Beatle documentary. Ron Howard put something together on Hulu.
Yes, there's a Hulu documentary that came out this fall. It's called 8 Days a Week, and it's about their touring years. It's supposed to be really good.
I'm paying like $6.99 a month for Hulu access. I probably should watch that.
So get on it.
Yeah, so that was 64 that the Beatles arrived. 1965, Cassius Clay officially became Muhammad Ali. Oh. On this date, he adopted the name Muhammad Ali. 1965. 1976, in the world of sports, in hockey, even in the 70s, to get 10 points in a game, unbelievable. And Daryl Sittler of the Toronto Maple Leafs did that on this night.
Knocked it back at center. Earl Thompson to Sittler. Sittler over the line. Point it in. Goal!
Richard's record was 8 points in a game. He just eclipsed that with his ninth. He finished with 10. 6 goals and 4 assists.
That's pretty amazing.
I don't think they'll... They might not even break that record at the Shiver Elk River Hockey Tournament at Hanky Pit.
Maybe not.
That'd
maybe
be
not.
A tremendous offensive performance.
It would be. It would be.
That was in 1976 on this day. Daryl Sittler, 10 points, 6 goals, 4 assists against the Boston Bruins against a poor rookie goalie. Jerry Cheevers was the regular goalie for Boston, and he was making his return, but they went with the rookie goaltender, and they kind of hung him out to dry. They didn't even pull him. He was in the whole game.
They didn't
pull the poor kid.
Yeah.
That was back in 76. 1985, this song became the official song of New York.
I want to be a part.
What other song would it be?
New York, New York.
It wouldn't be Chicago, that toddling town.
No.
Wouldn't that be the theme for New York?
It definitely would. This one definitely fits.
Our longing.
I'm wearing my Vagabond shoes, by the way, today. Very comfortable.
Do you always wear those?
They have good arch support. 1985, 1987, Dennis Conner and the crew of the Stars and Stripe won the America's Cup. We heard a lot about the America's Cup, like in the 80s. You don't hear about it much anymore. It was a big deal. It was like on ESPN, and they covered it, TV and everything. Dennis Conner and the crew of the Stars and Stripes won the America's Cup. They won it like a bunch of years in a row.
Right.
Dennis
right.
Conner was a great captain. He was no skipper from Gilligan's Island.
He wasn't the skipper.
That's right. He never did ground his boat on a shore of this. That was 87. 1994, Michael Jordan signed a contract. We were going, what are you doing?
What
are you doing, Air Jordan? He signed his contract to play baseball on this date for the White Sox.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, he failed miserably. Great athlete, but it looks hard. It's harder than
lesson.
It looks.
Yeah,
wasn't it because of his dad? Wasn't his dad a baseball player or something?
Maybe.
That's why he wanted
I don't
to
remember
do that.
That. I don't remember that. But he went and played baseball, and then, of course, he came back and then won 3 more championships with the Bulls.
With the Bulls, yeah. right.
He got bored with baseball.
He wanted to go out on a high note, I think.
He did.
Yeah.
1999, King Hussein from Jordan died on this date. He was 63. Probably one of my favorite Jordanian kings. 2000, on this date, we lost magician and illusionist Doug Henning.
Hi, everyone. I've always been fascinated by the magic of mirrors. Mirrors are very magical because they give us a perfect reflection of reality, but it's really an illusion. So I thought I'd do a wonderful illusion with a mirror. Watch as I walk right through a mirror.
What I remember about Doug Henning, he had the big hair, curly hair, big mustache, buck teeth. Yeah. And there he is on The Tonight Show. We lost Doug Henning on this date. He was only 52. We should fact check how Doug Henning, magician Doug Henning, how did he pass away? Because sure. Inquiring minds want to know. And it was a year ago this day. Talk about riding off into the sunset on top of the world. Peyton Manning, who was about to retire from football in his last game, won the Super Bowl. Just like John Elway.
It's magical.
I mean, it's magical. Peyton, it was an illusion, just like Doug Henning. Maybe Doug Henning could have quarterbacked the Broncos to a championship. Peyton Manning, not at his best. I mean, it was kind of a rough year last year. He had some issues, but still let his team win. It came down to brass tacks.
That's right.
He got the job done as they won Super Bowl 50 over the Carolina Panthers 24-10 last year, a year ago, here for Super Bowl 50. Let's move on to birthdays today. James Spader. He's on that show, The Blacklist.
Ooh, it serves no purpose to kill him now. You see that, Jeff? That is what a good man does. That is what separates men like him from men like you. And me.
Oh, we got him. The Blacklist, James Spader. He was also the voice of Ultron, if you're an Avengers fan. In the most recent Avengers movie, he was the voice of Ultron. And for Seinfeld fans, he's featured in the episode where he's an alcoholic going through the 12 steps. And George is mad at him because he didn't apologize to George for making fun of his big head when George wanted to borrow his MetLife ball game giveaway pullover. So if you're a Seinfeld fan and you know every episode like I do, apparently.
Apparently.
It's barely. He was in that, made
Brittany
a cameo.
And I are just kind of doing, yeah. Okay, whatever you say there.
Exactly. Well, that's what they do. Whatever you say. Because I'm right. Spader's 57. Garth Brooks is 55. Yes. We've heard from Garth already today. Garth Brooks, happy birthday, 55, for one of the greatest that country music has ever produced. Deb, your thoughts on Garth Brooks?
He is awesome.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, Deb.
Awesome's all I got.
That's Deb from the Elk River Area Chamber of Commerce. Musical updates and opinions on the Bob Almanac. Garth Brooks, 55. Chris Rock, the comedian, 52. Saturday Night Live is where he got his start.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Nat X. In the next 15 minutes, that's right, this is the only 15-minute show on TV. Why? Because the man would never give a brother like...
Chris Rock is Nat X. He is 52. He was in Grown Ups, has done a lot of voice work, and will do a lot of stand-up as well. Chris Rock, 52 today. Robin Lively, 45. Teen Witch, Savannah. She was the young nurse on Doogie Howser, M.D., she is 45. Happy birthday today. The guy can distribute the rock. Steve Nash, a retired basketball player, was the MVP a couple of years. Steve Nash is 43 today. Ashton Kutcher. Is he still together with Demi Moore?
No, he's with Mila Kunis.
Oh, that's
that
right.
70 show,
he finally found somebody co-star. Closer to his own age.
Yeah, and they actually were each other's first kiss on the TV show.
Oh,
fun fact
that's good
for
to
you.
Know. And of course, he was in Two and a Half Men.
Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just trying to drown myself.
You tried to commit suicide?
Yeah. I had no idea that the water would be that cold. I suppose I could have worn a wetsuit, but who tries to commit suicide in a wetsuit, right?
That was his first appearance on Two and a Half Men. He was kind of taking Charlie Sheen's spot.
Yeah, I love Ashton Kutcher. He is nice to look at and everything, but he just didn't do it for me after Charlie Sheen left.
Doesn't do it. No, no. It was somewhat. The show was Two and a Half Men, and I thought it was a half a show.
Right.
After Charlie Sheen left. Ashton Kutcher is 39 today.
Oh, and he's
not even 40 yet. And I picked that clip about jumping into the cold water because of Sugar.
Yeah,
Elk
I was going
to
say, I was thinking he should maybe come out and join us on Saturday.
Ooh,
We'll show him what jumping in water is all about.
And I'm sure you'd tell him he doesn't. Brittany,
you don't need to wear a shirt either while you're at it.
Yeah,
right,
I figured that.
Right, exactly.
So Ashton Kutcher, 39. Tina Majorino is 32. Now, Brittany... One of your favorite movies when you were young was Napoleon Dynamite,
right?
It sure
was. It was a craze.
She's currently, I don't know if currently, but she has been on Grey's Anatomy, which was one of my wife's, might be her favorite show. But in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, she played Deb.
She'll always be Deb to me.
She's the one with the crooked ponytail off to the side, right?
Okay. And here we have some boondoggle keychains. A must-have for this season's fashion.
I already made like affinity of those at scout camp.
Well... Is anyone else here trying to earn money for college?
Your mom goes to college.
She was selling those.
Classic.
What a boondoggle. What'd she call them?
Boondoggle. They were like little beaded keychains that
boondoggle
she made.
Boondoggle keychains and necklaces.
Oh, boy.
And Napoleon made infinity of those. You can't beat infinity unless it's infinity.
And beyond.
And beyond. Or plus one, for that matter. She's 32, Deb from Napoleon Dynamite. Football quarterback Matthew Stafford, you see him playing for the Detroit Lions. He's 29. Basketball player Isaiah Thomas, no relation to the original Isaiah Thomas from Indiana and the Detroit Pistons. This Isaiah Thomas was named after that Isaiah Thomas, but no relation. And he plays for the Boston Celtics right now. And hockey player, one of the great young players in the NHL, Steven Stamkos, plays for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Happy birthday to him. He's 27 today.
All right, so for some Gone But Not Forgottens, an important figure in Bob Country and the namesake of my favorite Joe Diffie song, John Deere.
Oh, yeah.
He's born on this day, 1804.
You got to go down to the Quad Cities area and see the John Deere Museum.
I'd love to. That'd be super fun.
That's the place to go. Mm-hmm. I'm more of an international harvester guy, though.
Oh, I'm always
we had more
here.
Farm malls. We had more farm
I was gonna
malls.
Say, I like the farm malls.
We had farm malls more
John
than
Deere
we had,
green for me.
The only John Deere we had, I think we had our baler was a John Deere. In fact, I know it was. It was a thrower. A thrower baler.
I'm talking big over here, but the only John Deere equipment we've ever owned is a like lawnmower.
So. Lawnmower. Right. Well,
you're talking real big.
That counts
smack
a little bit.
Yes, here, I can tell.
Exactly.
My my buddy Mark from Prior Lake. He's the John Deere guy. The All Request Lunch Hour.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is a national holiday for him.
Do you take the day off?
It's John Deere's birthday. I'm sure he's taking the day off, and he's probably having his own little John Deere parade.
Can we request John Deere Green during the All Request Lunch Hour?
No, we're already full up.
Fine.
So you know how popular the All Request Lunch Hour is.
It's
already full.
All right, moving along. Novelist Charles Dickens, born on this day, 1812. Of course, known for classic novels such as David Copperfield and Oliver Twist.
Tale of Two Cities.
Mm-hmm.
And where would we be without A Christmas Carol? If we didn't have that story, that story has been given and read and told in different ways over and over and over, going back to your past lives and
from cartoons
doing things better.
To musicals to everything.
Hey, the
in
Mickey
between.
Mouse one was.
We
my
wouldn't
favorite.
Have Scrooge. You wouldn't know the term or name Scrooge.
That's right. That's right. Iconic.
And Brittany, what a day it is for literary artists.
It really is.
We have Charles Dickens.
And we have Laura Ingalls
Wilder.
Laura
Ingalls Wilder.
Born 1867
on
this
day. We didn't have her. We wouldn't have Mr. Edwards.
Old man took his fine old man, washed his face in a frying pan, combed his hair with
the wagon wheel, died of a toothache in his heel. Get out the way for old Dan Tucker, he's too late to eat his supper. Supper's over and dinner's cooking, and old Dan Tucker just stands there looking.
And for good measure, we're going to round out the literary birthdays today with author Sinclair Lewis, born on this day, 1885. America's first Nobel Prize-winning author for Elmer Gantry. He's also from Sauk Center.
He's from Sauk Center.
I think about and think is really cool every time I go up 94 to Fargo.
His first book was Main Street.
Main Street.
Which was based on Sauk Center.
And they weren't too happy about it.
No.
They did
no,
not think
thought,
it was
no,
as cool as the rest of us.
No. It wasn't as flattering.
No, not
to
nearly.
Them,
not
but,
nearly.
But the Sauk Center sports teams are named the Main Streeters.
The Main Streeters.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, actor and athlete Buster Crabb, born on this day in 1908.
What a great name for a former swimmer in the Olympics.
Buster Crabb.
He did win the gold medal in the 1932 Olympics in the 400-meter freestyle swimming event. He also portrayed Tarzan in several movies and was the title character in the Flash Gordon series.
Not too shabby.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Moving along, born on this day, 1915, actor Eddie Bracken. His credits include Winnetka Road and National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yeah, he was Roy Wally.
Across the country?
Oh, hell yeah. Chef. Took the whole clan to Florida one year. Worst 2 weeks I ever had in my life. The smell from the back seat was to unbearable. I mean, families.
Yeah, I knew that smell. I know that smell. But Roy, can you imagine how your kids would have felt if when you got to Florida, it was closed?
Oh, they don't close Florida.
Maybe they should. Anybody?
Nah,
Eddie Bracken born on this date. Roy Wally.
Yeah, and he was supposed to be a Walt Disney-like character at the end of that one, if you remember that. Singer Sammy Johns, born on this day, 1946. Best known for the song Chevy Van.
Yeah, best known for that song Chevy Van. I'd love to play it here for you. In fact, I'm going to. Talk amongst yourselves. We had a slight computer malfunction over here. I think everything's going to be just fine.
That never happened. Like the she was laying there, moonlight dancing off her hair. She woke up and took me by the hand.
She's going to love me in my Chevy van, and that's all right with me. One of the great 70s one-hit wonders, Sammy Johns.
All right. Finally, actor Miguel Ferrer, born on this day, 1955. Credits include TV series Crossing Jordan, Twin Peaks, the movies Sunshine State, Traffic, and RoboCop. And they're all gone, but they are certainly not forgotten.
I don't remember what he did in RoboCop.
I don't know either.
Was
I
that the first
that,
one?
Though.
All right, that's it. Deb, thank you for your help. And we're going to play a song. Then we'll come back and we'll get a recap of what's going on with Shiver Elk River.
By the way, Doug Henning died of liver cancer.
Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Here's Reba.